Anyway, KK4JBQ N4ZLK. Any more comments?
Just one more, perhaps. Another thing that I can recall from my youth and probably reflects on my fascination with this hobby, the fact that I can speak and I can speak in an empty room. Donna's already gone to bed, and we all of us have a big day tomorrow, so she's getting a head start on that. But I can speak to a number of people. Curious thing, I cannot know how many people. I can't see any faces. You know, it's just one of those things we have to live with. But truly, listening to the radio is another thing I grew up with. A little AM radio that, I don't know, somebody in my family gave it to me. I don't know who it was. Not my immediate family, but some cousin, I think, gave it to me. It didn't work, so I fiddled around with it. There was a tube blown, of course, and it looked bad. It just looked bad. So I replaced that tube, and it worked again. So I pat myself on the back, and I said, oh, boy, now I got myself a radio. And I listened to that thing late into the night, every night. I listened to, all kinds of late-night programs all over the country. AM will do that. It just drifts in and out. If you know anything about tuning in an AM radio signal, you just chase it. Especially, I didn't do anything else with this radio. I just put a tube in, so I didn't align it or anything else. It was probably pretty bad otherwise. But anyway, I had one arm off, you know, out of the bed and over to a desk where my radio was sitting, and I just tuned the radio a little bit, bringing that, and it would drift again, and then I'd tune it back again, and I would do that all night long. I was thrilled with late night radio. So, I just got lost in my own memories there. It's a fascinating hobby. I would recommend it to anybody, whether they like to speak or not, or whether they like to listen or not, because you, but without much real concern, you can improve how you listen to other people, because this forces you to listen. And then how you speak in return. Donna says quite often, Donna doesn't get on the radio, as you might have noticed. She doesn't speak. She doesn't speak a lot. And I don't know why that is the case. We've been married for going on 40 years now. And, we're probably, as my dad used to say, not equally yoked. That's a biblical reference you may be aware of it. I don't know. But not being equally yoked is a trifling thing. It really is a miserable thing if someone doesn't come back with an equal return, you know, equal in length, equal with interest, perhaps. But she's working on it, job with it, as anybody can testify, whoever hears. All right, Jews. I don't mind being here. I like getting a thought out, and I like hearing other people's thoughts. So it's another reason, if ever anybody needs a reason, to stick with it, with this hobby. It serves in different ways throughout your lifetime. My testimony. KK4JPQ.
Check in. Okay, with the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Larry, I'll comment in a minute. Any check-ins for the Blue Ridge Tube Internet, please call N4ZLK.
Net control.
help the 4 Tango Whiskey Papa, Tom, down here in Tacoma. Just listen.
Please check in Kilo 2, Hotel Mike Echo.
Okay, with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I appreciate you two checking in and getting me closer to 75. I've got KD4 TWP, Tom in Townville. Tom, thank you for checking in. And I think you said Townville. And then we've got K2HME, Dwayne in Greenville. Dwayne, thank you for checking in with us. Hope you both have a good weekend. Thank you for checking in. Any more check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
That was Tacoa. KD4GFP, we'll be listening.
Tacoa, I thought that's what you said, but then some reason came up Townville in here, so I've got you in the right place now. Sorry about that. Thank you for checking in with us.
Hey, y'all got a good conversation going. We're just sitting here eavesdropping down here at Tacoa. We're just getting things ready for tomorrow. 73s, y'all. KD4 TWP.
We appreciate it. I always enjoy listening to conversations. I was getting ready to comment to Larry here. Larry, I'm back to you. I love radio. When I was a kid, we didn't have a TV for various reasons. And now I'm a lot younger than, say, somebody like Tom N0TR. I hope he's listening. And our former resident elderly elder here on this net, who's now passed away, Eddie, is a silent key. I guess you knew that. But so I grew up I was born in 1970. And so television was around, and, you know, radio wasn't as big as it was back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. But there was a local station here that on Saturday nights would play a lot of the old radio, half-hour radio programs, the comedies and the dramas and, you know, the Lone Ranger, Green Hornet, all kinds of things like that. And so on Saturday nights, that's what we did my brothers and sister and I, we would listen to that. So that got me kind of hooked on radio, and I just, you know, your imagination can run wild when you're listening, and you have to make up the scenes based on what's being said. You make them up in your mind, and I just got a big kick out of that. So I've always enjoyed radio, and I like music. I play music or played music, but I would rather listen to a conversation on a VHF, even if sometimes I have to turn them off, but generally I'd like to listen to a couple of guys talking or two or three guys talking more than, you know, trying to find a music station out there. So I don't know why, but I've learned a lot just listening. So I understand the concept of enjoying radio. I never had a crystal radio set. I did have a shortwave radio in my early 20s that I would lay in bed at night and kind of tune around on it before I got into amateur radio, so that was fun, but nothing as a kid. It was just Saturday night on a commercial radio station that played some of those old programs.
I suppose there's there may be a lot of reasons that people would gravitate. Oh, I don't know. I was never much into contesting. But there's an achievement to be made there, for sure. Collecting paper, some people call it that. And putting QSL cards all over the walls in your shack. Now, that's one thing that'll make it look like a shack. I'm just in a regular room. I work in 4 square feet. And in that 4 square feet, I can sit in a lazy boy chair and have kind of a table over here to my side, which is the computer is sitting on that, and another little shelf. It's a tight little space, but it just suits me just fine, you know. And it's something you said earlier, it's all in your mind. It's the theater of the mind. That's what I was trying to remember. It's a phrase that people in radio have said for many years, a theater of the mind. You're everything is happening inside your head. Nobody in the same room with you can understand exactly what's going on in your experience of radio. It's a little theater that you're making up all by yourself, you know. And so you and I haven't met, for instance, and so I don't have the slightest. I just, you sound tall. I'll put it that way. You sound tall and well-spoken and concerned about what's on the mind of the other person. That's the only thing you need. If you're genuinely concerned about other people and what's on their mind, then you'll do fine in this hobby. If you got anything to say, I mean, you also have to have something to say from time to time. Some people, like myself, we run off given an opportunity like this. You just run off and there's almost no stopping you. But exhaustion will do it, for sure. But I have met some wonderful folks in this hobby, just speaking about amateur radio again. And this eyeball CUSO that everyone speaks about, when that happened to me for the first time, I was knocked over. You know, because here I am, I talked to, well, it was KI4DOS. Gary was my first eyeball CUSO. And I had him all different, you know. And I won't mention how, because there's no detriment suggested here. But I had Gary pictured all different. And when I met the real person, I realized just how much appearances seemed to matter, because I had to make him up, you know. But when I met Gary, I met the real person, and it gave me an appreciation for paying attention to the person in front of me, if they were physically in front of me. So that was a gift that amateur radio gave me I would never have looked for. You had that experience too. I'd be interested to know how it made you feel. KK4JBQ.
JBQ N4ZLK. I know exactly what you're talking about there, Larry. I first experienced it years ago before I got into amateur radio. My dad used to always have WESC, the local country station, on. And there was one of the hosts there. The first time I saw him in person, it really surprised me. I didn't realize that was my first concept of, oh, I'm picturing him by what I think his voice, or what he would look like, you know, from hearing his voice. And it was nothing like I had made up in my mind. And that's one of the things I really enjoy about meeting, having an eyeball CUSO, like you said, meeting amateur radio operators that I've spoken with, especially if I've gotten to know them really well, or even if I've never spoken with them, but I've done a lot of listening. 33, 34 years I've had my license, I've done a lot of listening, and I know people and never spoken with them. I feel like, you know, that I know them because I've heard them so much. I have no idea what they look like, but I have a picture in my mind, and it's rarely accurate. Occasionally it's, you know, yeah, that's, I kind of thought it looked like that. It's usually a nice surprise, and that's always fun. And I do remember the first time I met Gary, too. I was surprised. It wasn't how I had pictured him, but that's just the way it goes. But you did nail it on me. I'm tall, but taller. I'm about 6'1", 6'2", something like that. So if that maybe not, that may not be tall to some people, but I'm tall in my family. So there you go.
Hey, I got one mark. And it's not that you sound tall. It's you sound slender. And it could be chest cavity. I don't know what's going on there. But that and, I don't know. And you have two sons that are also on this net and are net control operators as well. and they have wives, and I just imagine the whole family. Strange as that may sound to you, I imagine the whole family sitting down and talking to one another around the table. I have an imagination that you might guess. Someday it may be my great pleasure to meet your family, as I would. It's been my pleasure in the past to meet a lot of hams, and so many of them have gone now. Some of my best friends have been hams, and my goodness, I miss them. I miss them. They taught me so much about other things as well as radio. But any hobby that opens itself up to meeting such a variety of people, and all of them have this wonderful quality of being a genuine human being. No fakes out there. A ham is not a fake person. A ham has ideas, and a ham likes to talk about his ideas and likes to hear your ideas. This is just a hobby I think that everybody would benefit from. I just don't know who would not. And so that was my surprise. It was my surprise. I knew about amateur radio when I was still a teenager. But we weren't well off. And I just knew the hobby was going to be, I mean, my first radio was going to be 10 or 20 years ahead. You know, that was going to be a goal of mine. But you really do need encouragement and the little bit of pressure it is to know someone and talk about the exams and studying and getting your license. You really do need to carry that around for a while. And to be encouraged continuously. I did not have that. Both of my parents worked very hard in the mills. We lived in a mill village, and everything was on a different scale than life is today. Today is a much larger. It's a much larger life, and I'm glad that it went that way for me. It didn't for everybody, I suppose, but I became aware of how beneficial it was. And so it happened one day. I was encouraged to be in a room. Gary, KI4DOS, was one of the examiners. And in my test, he was the first ham that I actually spoke to. He may not know that. He may not remember that. But I do. It was at a ham fest. And one of our club's ham fests. And I remember going back into, after learning that I had passed, I went back into the building. And from across the room, I yelled at Donna, and I says, "I'm a ham." And everybody in the room laughed. They put it together and they laughed. Well, I felt welcomed into the hobby, because if people can laugh at you and you're not injured by that, in other words, the joke is on you, but you don't care. Well, anyhow. I suppose I should talk a little bit about the upcoming challenge that all of us are going to have. Everybody, do what you need to do. Get on the other side of this and be smart about it. And we'll see you on the other side. This is KK4JBQ. Thank you for such a nice QSO. Shane, it's been a pleasure. And I wish everybody a good night. 7-3.
ZLK. Larry, I really enjoyed it as well. I've always enjoyed listening to you, and a few times we've spoken, I've enjoyed talking with you. And you're a great attribute to the hobby, and a big encourager, and a good storyteller, too. So I've always enjoyed that. Thank you so much for hanging around, and hope you and Donna have a good weekend, and hope you've got everything you need. And, you know, of course, you know you can always reach out if you need anything, so be safe. All right, let's check one more time for any check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or net control. Anybody for any comments, please call N4ZLK. May have talked them all to bed, so it doesn't sound like there's anybody else out there. Well, thank you, everyone, for checking in with me tonight. Connor, K4HNR, will be running the net tomorrow night. I'm sure he would appreciate you coming by and checking in with him, especially with the storm starting. You all be safe out there, and reach out if you need anything. There's usually somebody close by on the radio, so I hope all of you are prepared. Let me send my net report, and then I'll get back to close out the net. Hold on just 1 minute, please. ZLK, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night, and God bless.